Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Two things there. Harbaugh usually doesn't try to defend his own record. Like, usually when people ask him, I know what my record is, you know, and he clearly tried to there. You know, we have the best record outside of Ohio State since I've been there in the conference. Well, they're actually third best behind Ohio State, and Wisconsin is one game ahead of them. But point taken, they have done well against everybody else. And I don't have a problem with what he said. My problem is what it says about his views, his perception right now. And it does sound sour grape-ish, sour grapes-ish, whatever. It does sound a little sour grapes-ish. But I'm not going to be a hypocrite here. And I say this to all my media brethren, too. I'm not going to be a hypocrite here and say, you know, why even bother? Coaches never say anything. Yeah, Urban was. Can you imagine if he said Urban was a great competitor and had great success and we wish him well in his future endeavors? Would you feel better about Harbaugh then? Wouldn't you be like, what a liar? I mean, he did speak the truth again. That's why a lot of people don't speak the truth, because it reveals a little bit more about yourself than just cliches. That's the whole reason people speak in cliches often, because you don't have to reveal anything about yourself or your team necessarily. So from that regard, I respect that he said what he was thinking. He's going to take some hits for it. And as long as you're 0-4 against Ohio State, you're going to take hits for stuff like that. If he's willing to, he's clearly been willing to take whatever hits he has coming. He came back to Michigan and immediately took on the SEC and called out the Georgia coach and threw up satellite cam. So I don't think he's afraid of taking hits. 4 years later, with that offer hanging over him against Ohio State, it's a little bit more difficult for him to justify taking the hits, but that is who he is, and he's not going to change his, nor do I think, listen, I'm glad he didn't sit there and lie. We're always willing to compete against our fine rivals from that state down south. Hell no! 248-539-9797. Ticket text is the 97136. And this is what I want to do, okay? Without necessarily getting people getting vitriolic, but you can if you want. Because, you know, you listen to the Crazy Italian Show, right, before me, and you get, you know, some Michigan people calling in and being confrontational. Then Michigan State people calling and saying, what has he ever won? Shut up. Don't want to hear from him. You can do that if you want. But this is what I want to try to get my finger on. Here comes the finger. My finger on is, does this bother Michigan fans now or not? If we ask this question after the first year, the second year, oh, you know, the sleeper over the recruit's house, the satellite camps, the trips overseas. Hey, you know, he's stirring interest. How many times did we read from a national writer the first two or three years? Jim Harbaugh has taken over college football. It's just Harbaugh's world and everyone else is hanging in it. And there was so much publicity, at least from an off the field standpoint, it was kind of true. And I think people liked it. I mean, Michigan people, everybody else probably hated it. Now, 4 years later, when you hear something like this, which, again, I don't think is a big deal, but you don't have to listen to me. You can think it's a big deal, whether you're Michigan, Michigan State, or anybody else. Is it different now? Is this now, does this evoke the eye roll in you as a fan of college football or as a Michigan fan? Or is it just, no, it was one sentence in a podcast. And he didn't even really take a shot, per se. He didn't say, like, yeah, and where he's been, ugly, nasty, horrific controversies have followed, right? He didn't even point that out. And you know what kind of controversies they were. They're not simple controversies at Florida and at Ohio State. So I'm interested. So I know for future reference, when people always say, people ask me, like I'll go in like national radio shows, what do Michigan fans are really getting impatient with Harbaugh? What, they're really getting angry. He's on the hot seat. And I don't totally know what to tell them. I don't think that's true as far as getting angry. I think they are getting restless. I don't think this stuff gives them as much juice and joy, this off-the-field stuff, maybe as everybody loved when he called out the Georgia coach, you know, take care of your own program first and whatever. But I do want to know what I'm supposed to tell people when they ask me. Because I'm not one who totally bases it on, you know, one or two social media posts or five or six phone calls or 95 or 100 ticket texts. I don't want to base it totally on that. I like to gather as much information as I possibly can. And I am interested as to where Michigan fans or college football fans in general now feel as we head into year five of Harbaugh, when and he hasn't even spoken yet at the Big Ten meetings in Chicago. He speaks there tomorrow. He preempted the start of it today with the other seven coaches going today. So where do we stand on this? I told you where I stand. I don't mind it. I don't think it's a good look. For a normal coach who cares what people think about him or is really caught it up in his public perception, it's not wise. For Harbaugh, who doesn't really care, I mean, he'll, you know, play football with his shirt off or with recruits or whatever. He doesn't. That's part of who he is. That's who he, what he does. And got to be who you are. So I'm interested in your response so I can pass the word on to others. The phone number is 248-539-9797. The ticket text is the 97136. And let's get into a couple of these ticket texts real quick, and then we'll go to the phones when we return. I'm not even a Michigan fan, but Meyer is a cheater, and I'm 100% sure he cheated at Ohio State also. That's from Dan. Okay, I'll read this one. And again, I said, listen, if you want to be vitriolic, even though it doesn't make much sense, Michigan is a garbage football program. You haven't consistently beat your rival in 20 years, let alone anything of national relevance. Makes no sense at all where you get your delusion and arrogance. Well, first of all, where is the delusion and arrogance? Not for me, because I don't care. Even in Harbaugh's comments, he didn't say, we've done great. He did point out that, you know, he had it one game wrong. They have the third best record in the Big Ten the last 4 years, not the second best. But I think that was just his one rare attempt to push back at everybody who just focuses on Ohio State, even though in another honest moment, Harbaugh would be the first to tell you that Ohio State should be focused on and the 0-4 should be held against them.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.